This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engines.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks, welcome. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you've got a grocery store business and you're having trouble getting cashiers, well, let me tell you what, Southwest has got an answer for you. You can do like the big boys do, Walmart, Home Depot, and Costco. Get self-checkout. They'll come out to your location, and if their system works, you'll be thrilled to death. Won't cost you any more than it would pay for a cash register. But the best thing I like is you get 7 day a week, 24-hour day service. If you're open, they're open. SouthwestPOS.com, SouthwestPOS.com. San Diego Gear and Axle. If it's under the vehicle, they can fix it. San Diego Gear and Axle, 1488 Pioneer Road. Steve does drag cars, circle cars, you name it. If it's got a drivetrain, he can either upgrade it, modify it, or repair it. San Diego Gear and Axle, SDGearAxle.com. All right, we got Brittany in the house, and she's brought Mr. Riggs, who just seems to be on radio, TV. This guy is everywhere.
I know. It worked backwards on this. Usually I bring someone in, first. And if it goes well, you offer him TV. But I caught the clip back in the summer. I feel like it was in August. And I immediately said, we've got to have him on radio. I did want his whole crew, but I guess someone's off fighting a fire and saving us. So thank you for that.
My Uncle Kelly, he's a firefighter for U.S. Forest Service. I wish he was here, but...
Is there a fire somewhere?
I don't know exactly what he's doing.
As long as it's not Alpine, I am golden.
Yeah, all I know is he's working today.
All right.
Let's make it official. We have number 56, Cody Griggs. He is a lightning sprint racer.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
So That's it for your announcement. Normally, you're...
Well, no, it kind of got interrupted, David.
Who interrupted?
But it's okay.
The host?
Yeah.
Again.
No, but it was really fun what I saw on TV, so I was like, let's bring him in.
Yeah.
But I actually, Dirt Dude already hit me up and said, tell him I said hi.
Okay.
Quote, he's a good kid.
Okay.
So just so you know that. Although we're not talking about a junior driver. He's a man. No. From head to toe, he's a man.
Head to toe. And he's a lightning sprint.
Yeah. And might have had a bout of bad luck this season. So why don't you catch us up, our listeners, up to speed with this season and maybe your past.
Or first, who are you? How long have you been racing? And why do you do this?
Well, I've been racing since I was a kid. I started in go-karts.
Cool.
SoCal Oval Karters up in Paris. Always been in the dirt.
No asphalt.
Asphalt's for getting to the dirt, right?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Right?
Amen. So I started there, and then, you know, we kind of got an opportunity to move into a lightning sprint, and I had to take it. So this is my second full year racing the lightning sprint. We won Rookie of the Year last year, and we were leading points for most of the season. We've had, like you said, a lot of struggles this year. We've blown a few clutches.
Okay, wait, though. It's only your second season.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
and
the second
went
full season.
From a dirt cart.
Yeah, that
to
was a
the
jump.
Lightning
that was
sprint.
A jump.
Yeah.
Did you miss a few divisions and a few?
You know, I don't think so. I definitely learned a lot in the cart, and that's what I try and tell a lot of guys coming up. Get in there.
Get in
learn
a cart.
It, learn
get
it,
in a
learn
cart.
It.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
And people don't realize how much setup there is in a cart.
Oh, yeah. Those cars are crazy.
It's either a make or break.
Oh, yeah. They race them up in Campo, Camp Lockett. They're fun. I'm trying to get back up there in another ride up there.
Yeah, I know. Heck, you can borrow mine because I don't have a cart, but every time I say I'm coming, we got you a cart, Dave. It's sitting right here. It's all ready to go. But see, if I do that, then I'll buy one.
Well, I would like to know, though. I didn't realize go-karts had a lot of setup. You know both worlds. Compare the go-kart to the lightning sprint. How much more setup is there in a lightning sprint? Or is it the same?
Well, luckily they're both chain driven. Okay. So there's kind of that similarity. It's just a lot more shock and trying to get the car to roll.
Where a cart doesn't have any shocks at all.
Yeah, all you do is
air pressure.
Air pressure and move that hub inside and out.
That's right. Are they dry clutches or oil?
Mine was a dry clutch.
On the go-kart?
Yeah.
I've done both. Hell, I started with McCullough chainsaw motors, so that's another story.
Yeah, K200.
So if you had the choice between the two, I'm sure you'd stick with Lightning.
Yeah, but do both, you know.
Yeah,
Are you a wing or
non-wing? That's where I was going.
I'm definitely non-wing. They're both
that's
fun.
But that's where the excitement is.
Figured non-wing because you like dwarf cars.
Yeah, dwarf cars, when the Lightning Sprints were gone for a long time at Barona, the dwarf cars, like, I couldn't beat that, mm-hmm. and the loud modifies, those are my favorite for sure. Yeah.
Say loud modifies? What'd you say?
The loud modifies.
Okay, you did.
When I was a little kid, that's what I knew. Funny. Those things look cool, and they are loud.
And they get the chicks, according to Jacob Novak, a junior driver.
And how old is Jacob?
Well, back when he was like 10 is when he said that. Dave asked, what do you want to do when you get older? And he says, well, I want to drive a modified because Dad says that's how you get the chicks. And I was like, I love this kid. Yeah, instant fan.
You been in a dwarf car?
I've sat in a few.
But you haven't driven one?
He tried to get a ride Bob and Josh Thompson. Did I get those names right?
I was trying to get a ride, but it
Josh
didn't work
and Bob
out.
Thompson.
It was a...
Keep trying.
I keep trying. I trying to hear next year, too.
Yeah. So, second year Lightning Sprints.
Yep.
Prefer non-wing, which I understand. Because, yeah. I mean, it's great. I think if you were, in some cases, if people have never been in a Lightning Sprint, they might want to start with a wing only because of the down pressure, and it kind of keeps you a little bit more solid on the track. Without it, it could be a handful.
Yeah, the cars are a lot faster with the wing on for sure, and it's definitely a completely different setup for both of them.
Oh, so they're faster with the wing on.
You don't have to lift.
You get through the corner a lot better. But... you know, non-wing. I grew up watching sprint cars at Paris, so that's all I know is non-wing, wingless
and
racing.
You've raced Paris, you've raced Barona.
Yes.
Two different sizes. Which
way
do you
different.
Like?
I like a quarter mile. Those cars are definitely more of a quarter mile track. They're smaller, but Paris is fast and
stupid
legendary,
fast.
Legendary track. So yeah. I was excited to race there.
So
sure.
Then you go to Imperial, and they're doing a lot out of Imperial, and you really have taken a liking to that track.
Oh yeah, I love that track. It's a lot of fun down there. The guys that run it, you know, doing a great job. They
totally different surface.
Yeah, it's a quarter mile. I think it's clay.
That's what I thought. I thought it was clay.
It does pretty good. It gets a little slick, especially with the sprint cars on there. It gets kind of slick, but it's a lot of fun. Those Lightning Sprints are quick out there for
sure.
And
it gets your attention.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So, you know, and the beauty of it is, you know, we just got to keep all these tracks alive and well, is you have such a variety. Have you been to Kokopah?
I was just there this weekend for the Western Worlds. I haven't raced there, though. But
You like Paris.
There.
You'd probably like the big Kokopah.
If I get an opportunity to race there, I definitely will.
So you're done for this season.
Yeah.
You're in the process of getting her all ready to go for the following season.
Yep.
Do you run the whole season?
We ran most of it. I think we missed the last five.
Okay.
You know, mechanical issues and just timing.
Maybe a little money.
Life.
All of those kind of coming together at the last part of the season. It was Jeff's definitely time to regroup, get ready to go. We got the car taken apart, getting the motor ready to ship.
So Barona is not calling in, right?
Correct.
So we'll just have a rollover. You'll have to do I'll do the commercial and you can do a little go to the website.
All right.
Because you do so well.
All right.
So let's take a break. Ready?
Yep.
Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, even though Sprung Monkey is a great song, but so for some reason it's not being played. But that's our board op. This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. El Cajon Ford sponsors Barona Speedway, and we absolutely love their sponsorship. Plus, they don't do bad on the track either. But if you're looking for new, used, parts, service, El Cajon Ford will treat you like family. There's not a lot of family stores left in town, but El Cajon Ford still has that family vibe. So take a run down to 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon and check them out. ElCajonMotors.com. There's no news at Barona.
No, but there's always a family vibe. You said family vibe. I thought of Barona. Yep. We're off season now, which...
They'll be coming back faster than you can get your motor built.
Yeah, I know. So I was thinking that at the end of the last segment, how, you know, it's time to kind of regroup right. And da-da-da. Cody, are you the racer? Do you have the
Cody
crew?
Griggs.
Are you the type of crew or driver that will wait till the night before the first race of next season to get everything put together? Or will you be ready by, like, the 1st of January?
Well, the car will be ready. Will I be? I don't know.
Really, your car will be ready ahead of time.
We're pretty good about getting all that together pretty quickly.
Who's we? Who's on your team?
It's a lot of me. My uncle helps out. My good buddy Hunter. His dad Ronald the Jet. We all put in together.
Ronald the Jet.
Ronald the Jet.
Shorty.
Shorty.
Everyone that knows him, he's gonna.
You'll know who.
If I saw him, would I know why he's called Shorty?
Oh yeah, he's tall.
That works. So what's the number of your car?
56.
Why?
So it's a family number. My dad got it from Rich Green.
Okay.
Legend from Cajon.
God, I haven't heard Rich Green in a long time. I used to help Tom McGrath announce out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sure miss that track. I drive by it every Friday.
I had another question based on the last segment, if I may.
You surely can.
So you've been to Paris, Imperial, Barona, maybe even more. I noticed when I was stalking him.
Yes, which he does a lot, I might
Facebook.
Add.
I do 10 minutes of stalking, maybe, for each guest. An open trailer. Do you have an open trailer?
Yes, I do.
There's kind of that thing that every once in a while I see it pop up with open trailer versus closed. You know?
Why is that?
And...
It's cheaper for me.
Yeah, for me it was affordability too.
Yeah, I bought that trailer. That's my first trailer I've ever bought. So it makes
the car fits
barely.
We have to
squeeze it on. The tire rack gets in the way of the front end. It's a little wide.
Oh wow!
We get it done. We get it there. We got to fix it during the off season, but we'll get it done.
Aren't you supposed to measure twice and then cut?
I cut too many times. I don't measure.
Oh my gosh!
I bought a Honda Talon 1000X to take to Barona. It barely fits.
I can't imagine. I'm lucky. I probably have 10 inches on either side.
Oh, you got so much room. Yeah. You could put the monkey on the back.
I have, or we did on Darren's, yes. But I bring it up because every once in a while you see that, because we kind of advertise our sport when we're going from track to track to track.
I like that.
Yeah, that comes up, so I didn't know if it was affordability. Like myself, if you're proud of it because you can.
Oh, yeah, I love it, and you know, I don't have to put stickers on the open trailer to get all my sponsors out there. They're right there for everyone to see.
Which, speaking of which, did you bring any
stickers? I'll check my backpack.
I'm getting low. I got tons.
And then I don't know about you, but every time we stop to get gas, someone approaches.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. We were driving up to Mojave, and we were getting gas in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, did you get
oh,
it?
Sweet. Oh yeah. Two. Yeah. One for each
middle
side.
Middle of nowhere and. Someone walked right up to us. Yeah. Like, hey, you going to Mojave? Like, how'd you know? We're in Arizona. Hey, we're nowhere near there.
Yes. Don't give all the first one. Do you like the? I like the first ones better than the second ones.
It's good for radio. It's real good for radio. They can't see.
Which one do you like the best? I like the first one. What do you think?
Don't lead the witness. He's asking you.
So which one's the first one?
Just doesn't matter. He's leading.
No,
the witness.
I'm asking you. Which one do you like? Okay, so don't throw all of them away because I want to get.
Sorry, listeners. We have two different logos, and he's. Yeah. Dave's asking which one we like better. How about you, Cody? It doesn't really.
Yeah, I agree.
I like the blue.
I agree. I don't know why I did the other one, but that's beside the point. But anyway, okay.
So we were talking about advertising for our sport. I was heading to Colorado in 2019, and we were approached by a police officer. So this is when Bob was taking me, and we were nervous. Until he just wanted to talk about the car. We're like, why is he approaching us? What did we do wrong?
Did he pull you over?
And well, we were pulled over for a while because we couldn't get the truck started. And then we weren't exactly in the safest spot. And then we're like, oh, the police stopped and they're approaching us. And he just wanted to talk about the car.
Yeah.
It's like, we're like, oh, okay, yeah. Any questions, I'll answer.
So speaking of sponsors, who do you have, who helps you get down the track?
Oh, you know, I got a lot of help from a lot of people, but, you know, the sponsors that really help us out, you know, Town Drywall, the Happy Hound Dog Grooming, JFM Construction.
Oh, I love it. Hound Dog Grooming.
I'll let you know about it. I'll give you all the information. They do good. JFM Construction, SES Custom Painting, Vanslyke Landscape, Troy Dirt, Automated Interiors, Sexton Fire Protection, and Jet Set Concepts. Those are my sponsors.
That's a good list. Wait, was there a food one?
That's my gig.
Yeah.
No food. Not yet.
Dave always says you should have
a food sponsor.
It would be nice to just stop and pick up a pizza or some sandwiches or something on the way to the track, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Or beer for after the last checkered.
Where do you live?
I'm out of Lakeside.
Okay, well, then you know Antonelli's.
Yeah.
Because they sponsor Cajon all the time. But I think there's only one driver that we've interviewed that Antonelli sponsors. So you need to go over to Antonelli's, get yourself some of them killer sandwiches.
Yeah. They're so good.
All right, continue on, dear.
Oh, I get to go on again? Okay. we're going to be going and talking through Paris Auto Speedway soon. But I did notice that you work with Scott Delosio with the PR.
Yeah, he does a lot of my PR, and I love talking to...
Great guy.
Yeah, I love talking to Scott. I've listened to him at Paris. My whole childhood is...
Oh, really? Okay.
It's definitely cool talking with him now that I'm older.
We talked about him promoting racers just like a week or two ago, and he doesn't sponsor... talk about just anybody.
No. He's real picky as to who he will.
So it speaks volumes.
Well, it has a lot to do with your personality and how you handle yourself on the track. Because, you know, Scott doesn't have to, you know, to rep anybody.
No.
You know, he can pick and choose. And
I think he does.
And he does.
And the racers need to have their act together. Not to put words in his mouth, but that was just the impression he made on me, that they have to have their act together.
Well, you just got to be, because you're a representation of the sport. You know, you can't be going out there and especially nowadays and pull a Dale Earnhardt. You could back in the day, but you can't today. Today, no one's going to appreciate you because you could do the Dale Earnhardt, but you can't back it up. Earnhardt could back it up.
Yeah, it's not accepted these days.
No. And you really don't want it. You know, you want good, clean.
Yeah, things cost way too much now. People would like
it. I've gotten a few wrecks that have cost
a lot of money.
That sits in the back of my head, unfortunately, and I think it makes me a little bit slower because I don't want to have to find the parts, call for the parts, and pay for the parts.
Right.
I'm like, when am I going to do all that?
And then when she wads it up, it's like, oh my God.
We don't do that.
You've wadded it up
a little bit. Yeah, we've had some welding. May I ask who the Canadian honker is and what that means, please?
Okay, so that's my uncle.
She is.
I stalk.
Stalk you.
So he lives up in Campo, and there's a street kind of near where he's at. It's Canadian Honker.
The street name is the Canadian
Honker.
It's
Canadian Honker, and we had to go pick up something from his house one day. It was me and my crew chief. And we're like, oh, he's a Canadian honker now.
What is a Canadian honker? What is this?
It's a goose. A Canadian goose.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
You're so on top of it.
Yeah. I was thinking honk honk because of cars, like horns.
No, so, no. Yeah. Canadian Sorry. Honker yep. is no, a big, beautiful sense. Goose.
I think it sticks now. I think we've been trying to get it to stick for years. And I think
Well, you
now.
Need to put on the car, crew chief, Canadian honker.
Yeah.
That's what you need. But don't tell him. Just do it.
I hope he's listening.
You think he's listening?
Yeah. Shout out to the Canadian
I can hear
honker.
Him now.
It's in the airs now. You'll never get it back.
Yes.
So what's the plan for next season?
So we're going to run Barona a lot.
Ooh, really?
I know they're doing, I don't know the whole story, but I know they're trying to get a lot of races with us there.
Right.
So that's our plan. We're going to do that a lot.
Close, easy to get to.
Yeah, 13 miles from my front door.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna hit some tracks. I'll, you know, hit Imperial for sure. I'm going to try and run Ventura if I can.
Have you been to Ventura?
I missed that race. I blew the clutch right before we were supposed to go out. That was the first time I was supposed to go there.
Oh, it's tiny.
Oh,
tiny!
You'll get dizzy.
I did the Corey Kruseman sport car day there, that class. And
oh yeah,
I've driven there, but I want to race there.
Yeah,
That was fun.
Corey does a really good job with that class too. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah, I learned a lot from.
I think it's
that
a must for anybody. You know.
For sure.
I think it's a great gift for somebody too if they haven't had the chance to get into racing.
I tried.
Okay, we'll move on. We don't have to rehash that. But anybody, like for Christmas, you know, if there's somebody who's a spectator and loves it.
It's very reasonably priced.
I think it
for
would
what
be an
you get.
Awesome gift. Yeah.
So
that's cool.
So, all right. So maybe championship next year?
Yeah. I mean, we'll chase something for sure. Definitely at Barona if we can get, you know, enough days. Mm-hmm. But we'll see how the beginning of the season starts. That's going to really figure out it. Well,
that
us.
Class is pretty big now,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, exactly what I was
thinking.
Yeah,
it's stacked. There's a lot of good drivers there.
The Sextons, you're going to have to go up again.
Yeah, I got to race Old B now. Brent's, I think he's going to be the only one running now.
Old B? Is that what you just said?
Uncle B.
Well, thank goodness he's heavy as he is.
At least oh my gosh, I'm not a part of this conversation.
No, I didn't say anything like that.
No, old people. I'm an old guy. I can say that.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, yeah, I would say Dad. How about that? You have to race Dad. Is that?
Yeah. I got to race Brent. He's gonna be the only one. He's gonna be the only one. Grant's running the sprint car.
Oh. Okay.
And I mean, I think Dalton will probably sneak a ride in here every once in a while.
No doubt.
Get water.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's good for Barona. There's no doubt about it. Having the Lightning Sprints,
yeah, they
out
bring
there.
A lot of numbers. A
right
lot
along
of cars,
with the
yeah.
Dwarfs, I think between the Dwarfs and the Lightning Sprints, really puts on a great show.
Well, I would agree with that too.
Well, I'm sure.
And when
you
there's
would.
A ton of modifieds out there, and that just that energy, kind of, oh my god,
that's pretty crazy too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. When does it start?
I don't know, March, April. I have no idea.
Somewhere in there.
Late March, early
I'll
April.
For
I haven't heard.
To come out.
Yeah,
it's a long way out.
Yeah, number 37 will be ready by then.
Yeah, the screaming 37.
Knocking on wood.
All right, let's take a quick break. You are listening to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, where nobody is ever unhappy with Paris Auto Speedway, because not only is it a show in the stands, but it's even a bigger show in the track. And I'm telling you haven't lived till you've been to Paris Auto Speedway. 18700 Lake Paris Road in lovely Paris, California. We got Chris Holt on the line. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Dave. And I don't want to give the results because a lot of people tape it. NASCAR race is over, and it'll have you on the edge of your seat. It was a good one.
Well, I watched the truck race, the Xfinity race, and now I can't wait to – and all three of them at Phoenix. What a crazy racetrack. I mean, you can almost race in the parking lot. That place is so goofy.
Yeah. So anyhow, we got this race coming up next week at Paris Auto Speedway, and thanks for the good plug there. It's the last sprint car race of the year, actually the last race of the year, mm-hmm. and we're going to have some unexpected guests. We're hearing just today that some of the Midwest guys and Arizona guys are showing up, so we're going to have a little bit extra. Mm-hmm. We got the points battle going on between Tommy Malcolm and Brody Roa, and it's close, but it's far. It's going to be pretty difficult for Tommy to catch Roa, if it's even mathematically possible. I'm not sure now because I haven't heard the points from over the weekend. They just had a two-day race down there in Kokopa. Mm. But as far as your guys down there, Grant Sexton, you know, he's going to be the rookie of the year. And then we got AJ Bender from down there. He's always always doing good. He's in the top five.
Wow.
We love him.
It's a good thing to go this weekend. You're going to see a lot of people that you haven't seen for a while. And there'll probably be some announcement about what's going on next year. You know, Tony Jones is working on some new scheduling, and Donny Kazarian is at a couple races. The Oval Nationals is back. That's a real good thing that a lot of people missed.
Our in-studio guest is shaking his fists in the air in a good way.
Yeah.
He's very excited.
I love the Oval Nationals.
Yep. And, you know, we have a Dason Persley that he'll should be at Paris. He just won two nights in a row at Kokopa. So we think he's going to be driving one of the Arizona cars. And Justin Grant is supposedly going to be in one of the Matt Mitchell, you know, the Mitchell brothers cars. So Jason, he's the NASCAR, he's the USAC National point leader. So we're going to have some good races. You know, we had eight races scheduled this year. We had one rain out, and Brody Roa has been the guy, but when Justin was there at the beginning of the year, he smoked him, so he's going to be back. He's going to have some good deals there.
Edge of your seat racing guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of wheel banging. There's a lot of slide jobs. We got one of our new kids, too, you know, a guy that has been begging his whole life to get into a sprint car, and he is the winningest sprint car driver in the country. You know, his first year racing, he's just really doing an excellent job. He'll be there. I just talked to him a little while ago, and that's we're talking about Ricky Lewis out of Camarillo.
Awesome.
So you probably know Ricky. You know, he's a Ventura guy,
right?
But he's raced in so many different divisions. He's won so many championships, you know, from the Dwarf cars on up. He's just a really good racer.
That's insane, going from Ventura to Paris.
Oh, my gosh.
But he's been all over the country. I mean, he's been racing up and down the coast. I mean, everywhere, and doing really good. He had his first main event with the CRA a few weeks ago at Mojave. He had a fast time Friday night with the CRA at Kokopa. He's on the hammer.
Seat time.
Yeah. And he's just a good kid. He's a pretty tall, big guy, but he gets it done.
So it's Brody Roa. Look at the size of Brody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's so he's about 8'10", I think.
Oh, my gosh.
8'10".
He looks like it. I got to hold the microphone as high as I can to reach him.
That's so funny. So any you going to start times? Everything going to be the normal setup?
Yes. Gates open at 5. Racing starts at 7. It's going to be a 30-lapper. You know, we pretty much stick to that schedule all year. Might be some little changes next year. They're talking about doing some changing with the schedules and mixing up some divisions and things like that. We'll see, you know, what happens there. They have enlarged the schedule a little bit, and the sprint cars will include the other classes. The Night of Destruction, that's the big draw, you know, so that's a lot of family entertainment for sure, and I promise you that. So we're looking forward to a really good season next year. Tony Jones is, like, say, talking about adding some dates. He's talking about some new sponsors. Everything is going really good. There's a lot of encouragement. You know, Donnie's been battling with the water department out there, and seems like it's two steps forward, one back, but he's charging forward.
I mean,
he's really encouraged that everything's going to work out and be good for him over there too. So everything's just, you know, it's great to get up in the morning and hear all this good news.
Yeah. Well, you know, racers, you know, you can put road obstacles, because that's all we're talking about when it comes to the water department. It's road obstacles, you know, and once you figure out how to get into the track, then, you know, everything will be golden.
Yeah. Well, we got, you know, all of our regular guys, like Cody Williams, that's been the fast guy for the year as far as the Woodland Auto Display fast time. He's got 6 of those. And Brody Roa, he's won, I believe, 8 races this year. Mm-hmm. And Tommy Malcolm's won 3, but Tommy's been pretty hot. And then the Austin Williams, just a whole bunch of guys that are capable of winning every week. So it's never a guarantee, like, you know, some years you'd know that this guy's going to win them all, because he always does, like the Demon, you know. He's retired. He keeps a real close eye on it, though. He asks every week who did this, what did that, you know, and you get finished, I'll tell him. He says, yeah, I knew all that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody hands him a steering wheel, he'll be back.
Yeah.
You know what? You might be right. I would like to see it.
Well, he's still young. He's still got tons of talent, you know. Oh, yeah. And even though he got walked away from it for a short time, you know, it's tough. It's tough, especially if he's keeping track of it. If he's keeping track of it, he's getting ready.
He's just so in tune to everything. You know, pretty smart guy, too, by the way.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. Well, except climbing up the fence to try to unhook your car.
That's from adrenaline.
From the light stanchion. Hello.
I always called him a monkey. And, you know, we're talking about Sexton. You guys probably know Shane Sexton.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the regulars down there, Sugar Shane. He's got one of the altitude records out of
there. Oh, jeez.
He's back. Yeah. We got the young guns. We had Alexa Herrera. She got some airtime last night.
Oh.
Nowhere to go. She ran into some parked cars that got together and destroyed her race car. But
no,
everything's good. She'll be back in a same engine, different car.
Different car. Okay.
We got the senior sprints, you know. But with the young guns, it's been a really sensational year. We got like eight guys and girls. Stevie Rogers, she's one of the regulars out there in Barstow, and she's doing an excellent job too. So we've had some really good, close young gun racing, and most of them, I think, are going to stay with the young guns this year. And we've had a couple people say that they want to race too, so we should have some good car counts in the young guns. And bringing up Sexton again, he's decided he's going to give away a new chassis to the Young Gun.
Yeah,
I seen
brought
that
up, I think, on air.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not just going to be just the frame. He's showing us some parts, too. So there's an incentive there for the Young Guns. And then we're going to have some other divisions running with them. So it's going to be an interesting year.
I think it's going to be a great year because everybody's going to be ready to go again. This was a great year, for sure. And next year is going to be, because every year it just gets better and better because more and more people get into the sport.
Yeah, and we're watching kind of a change a little bit because we had so many people that retired, and now their kids have to be of age, you know, and they're getting back into the race cars, and dads are there, and it's next year. I think it's going to be a big turning point. We'll lose some fans because, you know, their favorite guy's not there anymore, but we're going to gain a whole bunch more because we got a lot of people that are asking questions and buying parts, and so it's everything's working out pretty good.
You guys are really good about letting the spectators know about drivers and even coming on the track. So I don't think you'll lose fans. They'll just find another driver to get behind. I'm looking at your flyer for next week, that season championship on November 11th. And I see that there's a active military with current military ID, $5 admission. And it includes one guest.
Active military with a proper ID and has a person with them at the gate. When they buy the ticket, they get two tickets to come in for $5.
Yeah.
And that's a Donnie Kazarian thing. He wants to, support the veterans because it is Veterans Day. And let's do this.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Caught
my eye.
$250 a ticket. Where do you last time you seen that?
Right?
Yeah, it'd be priced like a Laker ticket. So it's a good deal.
Well, I tell you what, and like I said, I don't know very many other track promoters that prep that track as well as Don and his team. I really don't.
It's pretty amazing what they can do. And once in a while, you know, the weather wins, but even when it does, it's still a good race.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody's on the same track. You know, we can get the wind going west, and some of that gets up into the grandstands just a little bit, not too bad. But when it's going from the west to the east, it's it dries out a little bit, but for some people, that's an excellent race. You know, some people like the moisture, some people like the rubber.
So I've shared Don, and we can't talk about it today, but I bet he's got some surprises for 2024. What do you think?
I know he does.
Yeah.
you know, he's already kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit. I don't hear as much as Scott and some of the other people do because I'm always so far away. But, yeah, he's definitely turned up the volume.
That's our man. All right, ParisautoSpeedway.com. Folks, make sure you make the race on the 11th, 5 o'clock start time. Military, proper ID, active. Two tickets for $5. So make sure you're there or be square. All right, Chris, always good talking to you. Great what you do for the track, and thank you for calling in.
All righty, thank you.
Take care.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got one more segment with our guest,
Cody Griggs.
Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
To Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. They'll work on every car in your garage. They work on race cars, drag cars, muscle cars, Mopars, Ford, Chevy, you name it, in-house dyno. They can prove what they say. Greg and his team do a phenomenal job. CertifiedCarClinic.net. I like that song. That reminds me of you.
Oh, it does?
Did you know what it was?
No. Sounds like a cowboy song.
I have it on a CD a buddy of mine made. I should bring you the CD.
Who is it?
Every song is different. There's even one they did in Escondido in a shop, and everything is tools. Air ratchets, lifts.
What are you talking about? Everything's tools.
The whole music, the whole soundtrack is done with tools.
That's rad.
So I'll bring it to you.
I like that a lot. I didn't hear that just now.
Well, that song isn't it. That song was a girl saying, you know, let me drive.
Oh, okay. That's why. I didn't hear that.
We'll have Brendan play it when we go out.
Okay. The voices in my head were drowning out the lyrics.
They do have a tendency to do that.
I have a question that came up last segment of Chris Holt. He brought up all the airtime that some of the drivers had at Paris, and I was wondering about the gentleman next to me.
He's never had any airtime?
No, I got the front end up on the car pretty high, but no, I haven't.
You haven't taken the flight yet?
No.
Yeah, but you're geared up.
Yeah, I got all my safety.
Do you have arm restraints?
Yes.
Well, that's also the one thing I don't wear. I have them in my bag if I'm ever at a track that requires it. But you guys don't have quite as much hard, like, panels.
No, we do. All I have is I can reach my tear-offs. That's all I need. I can get full motion and I can pull my tear-offs. That's all I have for arm movement.
And that's all you need.
Yeah. Really? And I also have a chasm safety seat, and that gives you cushion, like, on an impact when the frame hits the ground.
Yeah.
Instead of all that momentum and pressure going into your back, it squeezes it into that.
Wow.
I went and got those crash pads.
Yeah.
After two dwarf drivers in one race, they were sent, like, helicopter took them and everything.
Yeah.
And so that went around a couple of years ago, like, dwarf drivers,
get those pads.
Crash pads. Full containment?
Full containment.
Is that required?
I believe so.
You just I have panels all around me. I feel like you don't.
Yeah, well, next year we'll be fully enclosed. Well, we're going to do some new body work.
Yeah. Well, you want to be as protected as possible.
For sure. Yeah, my dad says if you can't afford to race, or can't afford to be safe, you can't afford to race.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah.
No, I think safety is paramount.
How is dad? That was a question from Dirt Dude.
Oh, he's doing all right. He's antsy to get back to the racing, getting back into the pits. It's been definitely weighing on him, and not being in
the field with us. He hasn't been at the track for a while?
No, he had a stroke. Oh. Yeah, and I won my first race during stroke month or the stroke awareness month. So happy Mother's Day, Mom. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
I didn't say Happy Mother's Day to her when I won that.
Say it again. Say it again. Yeah,
Happy Mother's Day.
But he's doing okay.
Yeah, his brain's still there, and I know he'd be mad if he wasn't, if he couldn't communicate as well as he is now. So
that's awesome. Right. How old is he?
In his 40s, mid-40s, mid to late 40s.
That's a little young for a stroke.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Brandon, you know that song you played going out? The one, Let Me Drive?
Yes, yes, I do.
Play it when we leave.
Please.
Play it when we leave.
He said please.
Yeah, because she didn't hear it. Her
voices in my head were screaming.
Yeah, I got
those little monkeys she has in her head. You know, they were jumping around and throwing things.
Yeah, Dad needs to get back out to the track. That'll make him feel good. That's good for the soul.
Yeah, well, he had the stroke. We were at Barona Speedway. He didn't feel good, so he didn't come into the pits with us. But he toughed it out and was out in the stands with my mom during the whole thing.
Wow.
He went to the doctor and came back, and then he was out in the stands. So, I mean, like, I wish he didn't, but he's also my hero for doing that. I know he loves racing. I knew that before. I know it now even more.
Yeah, you know it even more so than before. That is awesome. All right, so next year's, you're getting ready for it.
He's ready. Hugh will be ready by January 1st.
Motor good?
We're going to get some motor work done. Okay. We're planning on pulling the motor out.
So you're running a Honda.
Yeah, you're a Honda.
How many other people run Hondas?
I think I'm the only one down here at least. I know Chris Crowder from Colorado. He's a Honda guy.
See, I knew I liked him because everybody's bagging on me because, you know, I got the Honda Monkey and now I got the Honda 1000 and everybody in the side-by-side world say, what are you doing with the 1000?
What do they like in the side-by-side world?
Well, they like Polaris and Can-Am, but those are belt drives. I've got a real transmission in mine, which is makes a big difference. So it's coming around. I've just always been a Honda guy.
All right. Yeah. So I won't bring up the fact that my mom's Yamaha that she raced had a sticker that said, I'd rather eat worms than ride a Honda.
Really?
I grew up with that.
Remind me not to give her anything. And if I see her on the monkey.
Sorry, Mom.
I'm going to
knock. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, I'm going to knock her off if I see her on my monkey.
You would not do that.
Yes, I would. I'm a bouncer right off on her nose.
I grew up like just not anti Honda. Just like when I was 5, I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's rolling his eyes.
What a sticker.
I thought it was your text. Sorry, Mom. He's rolling his eyes at you. Yeah. Sorry to throw you under the bus.
Yeah. We wouldn't do that. All right, so.
Who's your big time like competitor or do you have somebody?
Who are you going after next year?
Well, I mean, me and Brent go at it pretty hard. I remember we were racing at Paris and I think we were starting next to each other and we were just battling for like a good 3 or 4 laps just.
Okay, listeners, he's bashing his hands into each other.
Sliding the slide job, you know.
Are you a clean driver?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because your hands were hitting each other.
No, I was trying to like show like we're moving back and forth. We're jockeying for position. It was fun.
Well, it's like ballet.
Brent, he was bashing into you with his hands.
Yeah.
That's what I tell people. You guys race, when you race, it's like a ballet. You know, because you're always inches apart.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's like ballet.
Ballet, yeah. It can be. And then it gets ugly real quick.
Oh, it's close quarters, especially on restarts. You know, cautions breed cautions. It gets scary.
Oh,
it gets scary when, like, it gets all checked up.
Yeah.
There's nowhere for you to go, and the guy behind you
And you can hear him coming.
Oh.
Don't you hate that?
I lost.
Especially if you're in the lead.
Oh, I lost. I think we had a restart, and I was in third. I lost a clutch on the start. I think I lost a clutch on the start and just bam 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 in the back of my bumper and I was like, oh, I just ruined everyone's night behind me.
Well, and they all knew it. And they did they remind you? I've done it once too. And Robert Peters, what was that on the start there? I'm all, sorry.
So what is with you and clutches?
I don't know. I need to find
a different clutch manufacturer.
I think so. I don't know.
Oh, really?
You're
gonna blame it on the clutch. He's the common denominator. Sorry, Cody.
True.
He doesn't have a clutch pedal, right?
No, I got the handle, and the cable just keeps getting tight, and I don't know why. Like, I have a lot of guys that have given me tips and help, like, do it, and every single time, like, I've done it 3 times this year. least. And I can't figure it out. I've changed everything on the car, moved the cable.
Everything.
And it's just, oh, you're going to get tight again.
And then you can't, it won't engage, oh, it smokes.
So,
it.
Yeah, so it's just like barely engaging the clutch and then just spinning
it.
I can smell it in the car and I'm like, I got a lap and I know.
You
like,
must hate restarts.
Once I get a whiff of it, I'll be in the infield now.
Yeah, I'm coming. Dang.
Do you like being on the pole?
No, I'd rather be in the back.
No, I like second. I like being right behind the person on the pole. my favorite.
I love setting the pace. That's pretty fun.
So do you go faster or slower?
I creep.
You creep?
You creep.
Joe Frock used to do that. Oh, my gosh. Just so slow to the point where at the driver's meeting, they're like, is there a minimum speed?
Oh, really?
Well, whatever that minimum speed is, I will be there.
Oh, really?
And why do you do that?
That's where I'm comfortable.
Catch them off guard?
That's where I race the best. If you don't race there better, you know. That's my advantage. That's where I try to find my advantage.
Well, because you do, you know.
Give away your secret? I'm sorry.
No, they don't. I mean, because when you're in the car, when you're in the car, it's, you know, everything goes.
It does. Huh? Isn't racing such an escape when that green flag?
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
And the scream of the motors.
Yeah, it's funny like how much you can hear and how much you can feel when you're sitting in there. You don't even expect, like when I first got in the car, I didn't expect that I could feel every bump, the car rolling over. I didn't know I would feel everything like that. And it was a shocker and I love it now.
So let me ask you this. Does the Honda sound different than the competition?
It sounds a little different. It's a lot to do with the exhaust. For some reason, mine sound, it just has a low growl when we're sitting on on the grid. It's
instead
just,
of that high,
that's cool.
Instead of that high pitch,
yeah,
banshee scream. That
it'll get up there when we're racing, but when I'm sitting on the grid, it's just a low.
What gear are you racing at? Say, Verona.
Were you gonna give away all the secrets?
Oh, sorry.
Third, I don't like shifting over neutral.
Plus, you don't want to mess with the clutch.
No, my old car used to, I'd shift over neutral, and I found neutral more than once accidentally.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's been fun having you in. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it a ton.
Share this with all your sponsors.
Especially, what was the doggy wash place?
Happy Hound.
What is Happy Hound?
Happy Hound, they're dog groomer. They do pet supplies as well.
Right.
That's cute.
You need to give your dog a bath.
I'll send you the address.
There you go. All right, buddies. Good talk. How do people follow you around social media wise?
JuiceGriggs56 on Instagram, and that's pretty much Cody Griggs on Facebook. That's where I'm at.
What did you say?
What was the first one?
Juice, JOOSE. It's a family joke. Family joke.
Now we hear this as we're leaving. Family joke.
You know why
he
did that? So you'll invite him back.
Yeah, part two.
All right, we're going to take a break when I get done, folks. Gun Owners Radio, right around the corner on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.